Hey guys, just a quick video for you all who are feeling in a rut. A lot of the guys right now, for some reason, everyone seems to struggle at the same time with sexual integrity and slipping up. And I just want to give you some bounce back mentality, because I think that's the big question is, how do you get yourself out of this?
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
You know the experience of very much like you feel like you're on top of the mountain, you feel like you're on top of the world, and you slip a little bit and you slip in the mud, and you have basically an opportunity that's presented to you. Do you go back to the bottom of the mountain? Do you let yourself slide all the way to the bottom and spiral out of control? And this is usually associated with feelings of shame and guilt, and drowning those feelings of shame and guilt and depression with more porn and masturbation and fantasizing and all that. So I'm going to give you guys a shortcut, fast track way to find yourself back on the saddle and the top of the mountain. And that is to talk to somebody. All right? It's really that simple. And it's definitely the hardest thing in the world to do. And some of you guys have done this, which is awesome. You can talk to your parent, talk to a mom, talk to a dad, talk to a wise old mentor, uncle figure, aunt figure in your life, whoever, your spouse. And the reason it's really powerful, of the 4 R's that we practice, the reason that the connection, the relating part is most powerful is because the reason fundamentally that you have this habit, if you think about it, is because of isolation. It's because of a feeling of loneliness, a feeling of I'm not worthy of love and grace and acceptance and forgiveness because of the shiny person that I am, of all the mistakes I've made. So the solution, my brothers, is to share openly and be seen and be honest about who you are and be honest about, you know, what you need and be honest about the pain that you have experienced. And when you do that, you realize that the fundamental reason that you have this porn habit is because it's the porn habit is fundamentally a little less painful than not having it. Does that make sense? Put another way, when people stop using porn and masturbation without really addressing why they have in the first place, they inevitably almost always go to another form of a supernormal stimulant, like drugs, alcohol, anger, social media, YouTube, video games, etc. Because unless you address the issue, you're always going to find another way to escape. So as long as you're not figuring out how to fill yourself up with love, you're always, 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 I promise you, always going to have porn in your life, or you're going to develop another addiction. And the vast majority of people on planet Earth have addictions. That's the matter of fact. Food addictions, drug addictions, alcohol, video games, whatever.
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way. And it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks. Back to the show.
The thing is, though, porn is the most easily accessible form of escapism that is out there. And that's why most people struggle with it. All right? It's not that you're some weird sexualized, you know, oversexed person that is constantly aroused and horny. It's just that it's super accessible. You have experienced some sort of pain in your life that you're trying to escape from. Okay. Now, if you listen to that and think, oh no, I don't have any trauma in my life, I don't have any pain, let's talk. You know, this usually what people say is like, oh, my parents were great and no one beat me or sexually abused me when I was a child, which in most cases is true. But there's also, the brain has a funny way of forgetting stuff. The brain has a funny way of reasoning and justifying things. And when I say that porn is less painful than not having, what I mean by that is most people believe that they enjoy watching porn to an extent, or it's somehow beneficial. It's somehow stress relief or anxiety relief, or, you know, it's like one end of the spectrum. People are like, oh, you know, it's fine. It's totally fine. Porn is natural, it's normal, and masturbation is normal. On the other end of the spectrum, there's people like you and I who are like, I don't want this anymore, right? So regardless of where you stand, the reality is that you, to some extent, believe that it's an enjoyable experience, and that's why you keep it with you, right? Period. So I would argue, in fact, that it's not enjoyable, but it's actually a dependency, right? Smoking is not enjoyable. It's actually a dependency. there is a short-term enjoyment, a very short-term enjoyment pleasure that's made, but over a long term, it's not enjoyable. It's actually dependency. And that's why addictions escalate over time. So with porn, it's not that you enjoy porn, it's the dependency. And it's just a little less painful than just living your life. Think about that. If you ever wondered why, you know, you could be feeling great on top of the world all day, and then the very next day you're, you know, knee deep in a porn watching session, you wonder what happened. It's because you got really stressed or really bored or really anxious, and your emotions started taking over, and then you just needed to escape. And that's what made you want to go to the habit, right? So it's not enjoyable. It's a little less painful than not having it, right? And people get confused because they conflate the two and they think that it's enjoyment, but it's not enjoyment. It's just less painful than reality. That's what it is. And that's not enjoyment. That's not a life. It's just that you don't know what it's like to not be in pain. I'm sorry to say that. That's just a reality. And if you think about it through that lens, then you can start to say, okay, you have this porn habit because you have pain. In those moments where you want to escape, it's you have pain. And it's addressable. And you can fix it. And you cannot be in pain. And how do you do that? Through talking with people. Through being seen. Through being honest. Through having community and connection and relating with people. And that's why it's really powerful to do that. Okay?
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact three-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.